Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
From his in-home studio basement dungeon situation there, it's Ryan Castle.
Have you seen the dungeon in my basement before? I do have a... No, I don't have a dungeon in my basement.
It's very nice. It's much nicer than any basement that I've ever been a part of in my home.
It certainly is.
Yeah, it's got all the gold records up there. All the things that say,
thank you, Ryan Castle, for a platinum sales of Avenged Sevenfold.
And you didn't know this. Ryan Castle is responsible for the success of many rock bands. Just go in his basement because they've all signed, thank you, Ryan
Korn,
Castle.
Korn loves Ryan Castle. Slash loves Ryan Castle. Right.
I think Miles Montgomery has one from Soundgarden in his house with my name on it.
You know why? Because Soundgarden loves Miles Montgomery. Doesn't have your name on it. I wouldn't have hung that up if it had your damn name on it. You think I'd hang something up, some plaque up in my house with your name on it?
What, did you scrub it off?
I mean, no, I changed the plaque. You know what I mean?
Right. You go to the trophy store, they'll change those things.
Exactly, they'll make anything. They still got one down in South Lake Union. I'll go down there and get a brand new plaque. Soundgarden says, thank you, Miles Montgomery. If it wasn't for you, Super of Unknown never would have existed. Yeah, good time.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is. How's life, man?
It's good. It's real good. I miss, well, that's not true. No, I'm doing all right.
You okay? I see that your beard is getting more gnomish. It looks like this thing is about ready to hit your belly button.
You know, I was thinking we need to do like quarantine cuts and do a before and after on this, because I know a lot of people are cutting their own hair.
It's going great for them.
But I typically look like I just walked out of a cave the night before. So this whole thing is working out for me. Also, you know, Thrill can back me up on this. And Ted, I think, too, you know, this is a great time to be bald. Not only is bald beautiful, but I've been cutting my own hair for years. So this is just fine with me.
I know it's one of those. It's an oversight I had on my part. I didn't think about it. And somebody posted a picture of Pete Rose from like 1980 with a horrible bowl cut that everyone loved. They said, this is everyone after quarantine. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I just have to tell you, Ryan, it was a beautiful Sunday. It was the sun was out. It was just fantastic. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to be able to just go out and take a bike ride? And then I remembered that you have my bike, and I know damn well that you're not riding it and not using it. So I was wondering if maybe I could come over and get that bad boy, because there's no way you're doing an Ironman now.
He'll return it for your bike.
You can't swim on top of each other in a lake for a mile. That's not going to fly.
Why not? I know, totally. So that was the plan, is I was going to do a triathlon, and I was hitting the pool all in January and February, and I was on the bike, and I was running, and then all of a sudden everything got closed, and I was like, well, thank God I don't have to do that anymore.
So how happy are you?
This is awesome.
The bike's been sitting here in the basement ever since. I haven't had it since they closed everything.
And I was training, too.
That's over. Great.
I was going to do my first Ironman. This was the year. Damn it.
So close. All right. Today on Sit and Spin, we've got some tunes here, and you guys have lived the band lifestyle for a number of years. How difficult is it for a band to let the lead singer know that on a song or two, maybe, he is not going to be the focal point and he is not going to be the guy that's singing that song?
Well, the band that we're in right now, we have the luxury that we have a couple of ringers, all right? And they are brought in specifically because we cannot sing, but they can.
Right. Thanks, and dude. I appreciate that.
And then there's also Ted. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Every band needs a yeller.
Yes. You got that, man.
Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of bands out there.
I think it's the way you set it up, though, too. You got to say, now, look, Paul, if we let Peter sing this song, you're going to sound even better.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
And he knows a woman named Beth, so just relax.
So today we have 10 hit songs that are not sung by the lead singer.
Correct. Well, the song is Happy from 1972, the Rolling Stones. Keith Richards typically does a song on a Rolling Stones record. This one actually was a hit for them, though.
Let me ask you this. Did you, basically, it was like the concert for Corona, right? Was it just last week?
Oh, yeah.
So the Stones played, and it was awesome. It was an outstanding performance, except Keith Richards, all right? So Mick Jagger's singing, and he is on point. The band is tight, and it's not that Keith wasn't tight on guitar. But for whatever reason, he felt the need to add backup vocals, and it was...
That's Ronnie Wood's job.
I don't understand what he was thinking, but it sounded like a grumpy old man.
I've seen the Stones two or three times now, and every time, you know, Keith does a song or two, and that's always, like, the best time to go grab a beer, you know?
I agree 100%. Yeah. The first time I saw him, I, like, started laughing.
Right, he's so bad.
I didn't know a ton about the Stones. I was like, this is a joke that you could barely hear this guy.
These are 10 hit songs not sung by the lead singer.
Number nine.
You know, I had no idea. Noel sings this song. Don't tell Liam, but as far as I'm concerned, they're interchangeable. This was a big surprise to me.
Mm-hmm. They're the same person.
They're brothers.
I think they're fighting over it. They're both a-holes, and their voices are exactly the same.
I think the story on this
one was, sounds like we had the Cockney accent.
It's like, look, you're either going to take Wonderwall or this one. And so they picked that one.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is funny. They're from up north. They're huge Manchester City fans.
They're a-holes, man.
10 hit songs not sung by the lead singer.
Number eight. These dreams are the one when I close my eyes. Every second of the night, I live a night.
Ryan Castle, between me and you, I'd love a tall glass of that.
No, that's not between me and you.
I think I've said that a lot. There's a picture of her in our hallway. I look at it every time I walk by.
Is it autographed to me?
Probably is. I love you, Ryan Castle.
Right, thank you for playing these.
These dreams.
Nancy sang this one. Hart didn't write this song. This was brought to them, and I didn't know this until today. The same person that wrote this was this person that wrote We Built This City off of Starship. And this is the one that Hart chose.
Maybe they picked the right song.
Jesus.
Right, they sure did.
10 hit songs not sung by the lead singer on Sit and Spit.
Number seven.
Why are you laughing
at Night Ranger? The drummer gets to sing.
So Kelly, the drummer for Night Ranger, sang the song, and he and I are related, I think.
What?
Yeah. We're like distant cousins.
No, you're not.
It's almost
are
like.
Are you serious?
He is Aleutian.
So,
right.
He's an Aleutian cousin.
Oh. I see.
I don't know that.
Like a former co-worker of ours and the bass player from Papa Roach.
Moving on. 10 hit songs.
I have not had that DNA test done yet. I think, you know, what, 23andMe or whatever hasn't come back on that.
Yeah.
10 hit songs not sung by the lead singer.
Six.
What? I couldn't tell you the lead singer of Toto if my life depended on it.
His name's Toto. Everyone knows that.
Oh, the dog, yeah.
So this was Toto's only number one hit, believe it or not. And who was it sung by? Rivers Cuomo from Weezer.
I was going to say, you can name anybody and I wouldn't know. You can say anybody. It doesn't matter. It's Africa.
You think this drives the lead singer crazy? Not that someone else sang a song, but then the song that I sang hits number one.
Yeah. 10 hit songs not sung by the lead singer.
But nobody knows who he is, period.
No one knows anybody in the band.
Number five.
Tempted by the fruit of another.
This song is so dumb, but I like it.
You know, I don't know that Squeeze had any more hits, did they, Miles?
I mean, no. Black coffee in bed? I mean, I don't think you'd consider that a hit. So the answer is no.
I like to sing this in the produce aisle. You're holding two melons.
So who sang this?
Paul Carrick? It wasn't the keyboard player.
It wasn't the other guy.
Yeah, not the other guy.
Not the other guy, Squeeze.
The guy with the mustache from Toto.
Did Argy Bargy? These are 10 hit songs not sung by the lead singer on Sin Spin.
Good news, you don't know who the lead singer is. Right.
Jesus don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
Guitarist from Militia Cult sang the song Don't Fear the Reaper from 1976, who has a super cool name. Do you guys know this guy's name?
No.
Buck Dharma.
Oh, yeah.
Buck Dharma?
I know that name.
If this is Buck Dharma, it's not the other guy who is...
The guy with the mustache.
The guy who did Godzilla. We don't know the lead singer in half these bands. These are 10 hit songs not sung by the lead singer.
Number three.
Just a few.
Oh, nice flute.
Now, you told me, Steve, according to the book that Ace Frehley put out, when Peter Criss would go and sing this song, Frehley would go back behind one of the risers or whatever and start blowing coke and look over in Peter's direction.
So, at this point, Kiss is as big as they're ever going to be. So, 76, 77. And Peter Criss pointed out, when he would sing the song, the band would leave the stage, the girls go crazy, he sits on a stool. It's supposed to be this tender moment. But he and Ace Frehley, the guitar player, they were the drug addicts and all this. And Ace would make it a point to get as close to him as he could without being seen and just start railing lines of coke.
Because Peter Criss could.
The whole time during the song. Just to piss him off.
You can't. You got to stay up there the whole show.
The girls are screaming. I'm high.
Also, credit to Paul Stanley for being the flautist in the band on this one.
He was not.
Yeah, he was the bicentennial. Wasn't he playing that anyway?
He's a flute.
I pictured him
sure.
skipping yeah. through the woods playing it.
10 hit songs not sung by the lead singer on Sin Spin.
Number two.
So who is the lead singer for the Eagles when everyone in the band sings?
Mm. Well, it's definitely not Randy Meisner.
Well, that's who sings this song, right? So Don Henley, he's the drummer, but is he the lead singer for the Eagles?
Well, Glenn Frey took a turn, obviously, a lot. So did Joe Walsh in the latter years.
Yeah, so who was the freaking lead singer?
Timothy B. Schmidt even sang a song here or there?
I think maybe he gets credit for not being the lead singer because he's a bass player. And, you know,
thanks.
I see how that works.
I mean, if you can play bass and you're capable of anything aside from playing bass.
Like Sting. And I'm done.
Yeah. 10 hit songs not sung by the lead singer on Sin Spin.
Number one.
It was sang by the only German in the band.
That's the drummer, Don Brook, from Grand Funk Railroad.
Not only that, but wasn't Grand Funk a Canadian band?
You know, I think they were from, weren't they from the Detroit area?
Windsor?
Yeah, exactly.
We're the Detroit area.
Detroit, you mean Canada?
Right.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing that bike on my front door here in a day or two.
I'll leave it out on my front porch for you.
That's going to happen.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What did you see with your own eyes? 844-999-OLA.
For me to poop on.
The moon.
Hello, Mary. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Mary, what did you see?
Well, I was going to tell you a really sad story about a dude getting run over by a semi.
Okay, can we try to make it funnier with some laugh tracks?
It's going to be funny. This was funnier.
It's already funny.
Dog.
All right, yeah.
Great Dane. Okay, we're all in our teens, and we have a baseball game every weekend. and we got the beers and the whatever, and we play all day in Sunfield and White Center. And this big Great Dane comes loping through the field like Marmaduke, so happy. And he goes running up to my prospective husband someday. And Alan's like, come up on my chest. And he puts his arms up on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. So this dog is as tall as Alan, who's 5'11". And he proceeds to hump him in the middle of the field profusely.
What do you mean?
Okay, was it,
you're saying it, with hostile intent?
It was, no, he was very loving about it, I believe. The dog just wrapped his paws around him and started humping him, and he couldn't get away. He was a big, strong dog.
And then they both got hit. Then tell me they both got hit by a semi.
No, that was the other story that's sad.
Wait, how long did this dog take advantage of this dude?
For at least 20 seconds before he could break away, and then the dog just kept going after him.
All right, let me ask you this.
Is that when you knew you wanted to marry Alan?
No, yeah.
Whatever happened to Alan?
Do you think Alan thinks of that dog story every time he washes his hands now? You know, at least 20 seconds? That's when the dog started. All right.
I hope he thinks about it. He just kind of disappeared after the kids were born. I think he lives in Idaho now.
Oh, yeah.
Geez, what?
Mary, so you woke up one morning and Alan was gone.
Yeah, he's just a freaking spud.
And how many kids did he leave behind?
Two.
Two?
Two beautiful girls.
When's the last time you saw Alan, who was mounted by a Great Dane?
At our oldest daughter's wedding.
Oh, so they've reconciled, I guess.
Kind of. He didn't walk her down the aisle. She felt obligated to invite him.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's Alan looking? Is he still the handsome man you remember?
He's a chrome dome.
He's a chrome dome?
No. I like bald men, but he was so vain about his hair, and he was very vain about being, you know, fit or thin. And when I was pregnant, he was like, oh, you're fat or ill. But he was very chubby, so.
He sounds awesome, Mary.
It's like karma sucks, dude.
Yeah, you're happy.
Yeah, Mary,
he was
I'm
a
on your
fat
team.
Guy
hell with that.
He also got humped by a dog.
That's right.
It was always that.
Yeah. It changed his life.
He moved to Idaho and had his litter.
Hey, man, you ever want to do a doggy style? Don't say that around me.
Was that the story she was going to tell there, Mike? That was not the story, was it? I didn't think it was. Yeah.
You know why? Because you brought up a Great Dane.
I know. We got her sidetracked there. You told a Great Dane story. She was going to tell something completely different. Then she got sidetracked. Remember that Alan got helped to buy a Great Dane, and then he left with two kids to Idaho.
That's when he left.
Man.
That's the other. This is part two of Ted's History of Humanity. And there's a man named Alan who was mounted by a dog. He had two children left, never to be seen again. Tune in tomorrow.
What a cliffhanger. What did you see with your own eyes? 844-999-OLA.
Before we get back on the highway, I just want to mention Taylor Dane.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello?
Hola.
Hola.
Oh, hey, guys. What did I see? Back in 2003, Pryor, you know, a little town north of Seattle there, the Wednesday after Sea Fair, they have a Sea Scare Festival parade and contest and everything. And then at night they put a big sheet on the side of a pizza parlor, and outside you watch movies.
All right.
And my daughter and I were there. She was 13 at the time. And I looked up, beautiful August night, and I saw what looked like a star moving from the south to the north. And I said, hey, Hope, look at that. It must be a satellite. And this thing was just moving across and stopped for a second and started a 45-degree back down towards the right, stopped down towards the left, down towards the right, and then just shot. Like, it just left a white line to the north.
So those no.
And we were looking at each other, and we're like, holy crap. And about a minute later, it came back, did the exact same thing, and that was it then. So I don't know what it was, but I don't know what moves like that.
I mean, that's impossible. That's what I'm saying. Like, how many aircraft can actually do it? Maybe a helicopter, maybe a Harrier? I don't know.
No, a Harrier could not.
This was way, 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 way up. Like I said, I thought it was a satellite or something.
Hmm.
And the way it zigzagged and then just shot. Like, it left a white line. It shot so fast.
And look, man, I'm right there with you. But again, I will tell you what people told me, and I believe you. It's a glowing nighttime hummingbird. That was a, that was one of the, do you think it was a hummingbird? I'm like, yes, of course it was, because they glow at night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they looked down and went, ah, it's raining, let's go somewhere else. What did you see with your own eyes? 844-999-OLA.
Let's talk to...
What do you say it again? What? A glow-in-the-dark nighttime hummingbird.
Well, somebody... That's not what they said to me. They said, could it have been a hummingbird? I said, dude, it's like midnight. And they were like, still, do you think it could have been a hummingbird? So I added the, well, if it was, I'm not saying it wasn't. Just no, it's one of these crazy glow-in-the-dark
right.
ones. All right. That have no definition or anything. They just, you know. So not I'm not of, saying not, it wasn't.
Not a lot of glow-in-the-dark animals out there. Although I do know dolphins can do that now.
Kind of cheating. Just, it's more the, they're cheating.
I know. But still, they can pull it off.
It looks cool.
Just because they're eating the stuff, right?
Yeah. And swimming. The stuff.
The stuff.
They're on smack, kids.
Yeah, they're eating the stuff.
What is it, like plankton or something? Some glow-in-the-dark.
Stuff. That's the stuff.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you, folks. Don't worry, everybody in this audience today is spaced out appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of things going on with people in the... with people.
Oh, distancing, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. My bad.
So everybody's been at home. There's been stay-at-home orders, blah, blah, blah. I don't need to tell you the news. You know the news.
Right.
So people have been cooking more and ordering more. So right now what I have for you is just some of the weird things that people have been looking up, Googling, right? So they did a big search and said, all right, from state to state, what are these cooks that are quarantined? Like, what are they looking to cook?
All right.
Okay.
So some of them are kind of make a lot of sense. Like, we're in the state of Washington. Can you guess any idea what people were looking for?
Tell me it's not salmon.
It's not salmon.
Okay.
Macaroni and cheese?
Nope. Everybody's got a starter going.
Soup?
Beer.
Sourdough.
Oh,
sourdough.
Why is it that, Robin, you used to bake. Is sourdough supposed to be easier or more difficult than standard bread?
Sourdough is slightly more difficult in that you have to have that starter.
Then why are people... Listen, if you don't even normally make bread, why are you going to try the hard thing first? Whatever.
Because
I don't
know. It shows your set of skills or whatever. It's actually not that difficult to get a starter going.
Right.
Just depends how sour you want it to be and so forth. But it is all the rage right now because people are stuck at home and they can literally just watch dough rise. Like, that's... They have the time.
You have... Right.
I want it to be like ex-girlfriend sour.
Oh.
Damn.
I believe they just call that bitter bread.
All right. Now, some other states are a little better. Some are weird. We came from the state of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
So Maryland kind of famous for its seafood.
Crabs, yeah.
Blue crabs, shrimp, crab cakes, anything like that. Somehow, though, the research was salmon.
What?
Delaware, Connecticut, and Maryland. All were looking up salmon.
Huh. And I got to tell you, and no offense to our East Coast listeners, and until you've been to the West Coast and had salmon out here. I mean, it's just Atlantic salmon. It's okay. But I'm telling you, I think the Pacific salmon is just absolutely 10 times better.
And a lot chiller. Hey, man.
Yeah, yeah. Really is, man.
Atlanta, so
I'm a copperhead, bro.
It's much better. Coho.
Dude, hang loose and eat me, bro.
Yeah. I got to get some blackened seasoning. I've been thinking about salmon for a while. Yeah, but that's just weird. Those states would look up salmon. I wonder if that has anything to do with holidays, too.
What holidays? Lent just happened.
Could be, right, yeah. We just had Easter. There was, Passover?
You know what? That's actually a good point, because that is a very Catholic part of the country. Right?
Oh, Ted, Tom Douglas's Salmon Rub with Love. That's a great salmon rub.
All right.
It's also a command Tom Douglas gave him once on a drunken night where he met Miles.
HR came and knocked on his door after that. You told him what?
Rub with love. It's my salmon spice. Yeah, that's how he came up with the name.
It's for the fish. It smells like fish in here.
Rub with love.
Actually, that his rubs are great.
I know. Oh, they're fantastic.
Let's see.
And his food's pretty good, too.
This
The man gives a fine massage.
This one, I really like what these people are about. Let's go. Arkansas, Montana, Illinois, other states, too. Think about morning time, sticky, icky, gooeyness.
Cinnamon buns?
Cinnamon rolls.
Oh, man.
Oh, cinnamon rolls.
All right. I can hang with these folks.
Yeah, right?
Eat your salmon. I'm getting the cinnamon rolls.
I mean, since I was a kid, cinnamon rolls pretty easy to make at home. They're made by the Pillsbury Company.
And right. They're fine. Those are great in a can.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
fantastic, man.
Because it's bread with cinnamon. I mean, yeah. Like, you really can't mess this up, man.
Then the frosting you put on top, KY gravy.
I bought some cinnamon rolls a couple weeks ago for Easter.
How long did they last?
There was four, at least. Yeah, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's oh, they made good. It 3 days?
Yeah. That's yeah.
Not bad. Oh, they're gone, man.
But they were so damn good.
You just, the older they get, stick them in the toaster.
Yeah, I just forgot that, like, this is going to sound so stupid, but I bit into one. I was like, I forgot how much I like cinnamon rolls. All right. Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Arkansas, a few more.
Meat.
You're exactly right.
Steak.
They're just looking up ideas for hamburgers.
Okay.
A lot of states just looked up hamburger.
Yeah, grill a hamburger, dude.
Well, you know what? One thing, and I want to say it's on the back of the Bisquit box, cheeseburger pie.
Yes. Yeah. I believe it is Bisquit, yeah.
Yeah, that stuff is delicious.
Okay.
I haven't had it in years, but man, when I was a kid, I used to love that
what
stuff.
What is that? What is in a pan?
Yeah, like a pie pan.
That's what it sounds like, Miles. I mean.
There's bread involved, there's cheese involved, and hamburger. I mean, it's almost like you ground up a hamburger.
Mm.
Okay.
Or blended it up.
Added cheese, man, put it in a pie crust, and bam.
Damn. All right, Arizona, it gets hot down there. It's getting hot already. So what did you like to sit back with? A tall glass of?
Thrill. Daiquiri, or some kind of fruity drink, I'm guessing.
I'll help you out. For me, it'd be a tall glass of indigestion.
Oh, Bloody Mary.
Lemonade.
Yeah.
Lemonade. Orange juice, mimosas. I'm trying to think. All those things would affect your heartburn.
I don't know. It's just lemonade.
Actually, a friend of ours lives in Arizona, I think outside of Phoenix. Anyway.
He's got a condo made of stone.
Well, yes, indeed. It was King Tut. No, she sent a picture of her husband, her kid, splashing in her pool. It's 102 degrees.
Oof.
This was like 2 days ago, guys. It's like, Jesus, God, man. 102 degrees.
Desert's hot.
Let's see. North Dakota. I think they're going after your heart when you were a kid in school. You
Twinkies. Might be-
Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, ooh. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sloppy Joe's. I saw a whole thing on the areas of the country and what they call those.
What else are they called?
So it's like in some areas it's called a loose meat sandwich.
I thought loose meat was somehow different, though.
No, that's pretty surely.
Yeah, it's just ground beef with sauce.
That's like Indiana and stuff. I only remember it from Roseanne, the original Roseanne.
Loose meat?
Loose meat sandwich is a Sloppy Joe.
All right. I didn't know that. Loose meat.
There's a couple other ones.
I think I'd pass.
What's wrong with that?
Loose meat.
Who cares?
Well, I know, but it sounds like we just found these different scraps on the floor, threw them together.
It is hamburger.
I know.
All right. Louisiana kind of stuck to their wheelhouse. Crawfish etfouté.
Etouffee. Thank you, Jesus.
Oui, chef.
God, I'm like, what? I thought. Like
Etouffee.
And he lived in New Orleans, so I'm like looking over here, like, am I been saying it wrong my entire life?
No, I've been saying it wrong for 30 seconds, though.
Vermont's still looking up pancakes, and then the last one.
Come on, Vermont.
It's the state.
Well, they have maple syrup.
I know. I would think, right?
You think they would know how to.
Syrup.
You would think they know already have the maple.
How many different things you put syrup on?
That's what I'm saying. You think they already know how
to make
pancakes.
There's like two or three things. You got to know how to make those, right?
And then the last state I'll go to is California. This one's for Mike Hawk, one of the biggest states in the union, looking after you to your heart. Mike, what do you think they're looking up? What are they baking?
White rice and butter.
Snickerdoodles!
Yes. Oh, I thought I was going to have with avocado on it.
I know.
Slice avocado on top.
No, they flipped it. The hell with avocado. Snickerdoodles.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Actually, the closest I've done, it wasn't underwear, but, and I've said this before, I went to a Seattle Sounders soccer game. After the game, there were Marines,
mm-hmm.
and they're in their full dress, whatever, right? But it was their first soccer game. They were in Seattle for something specific, but they had a little time off, went to the soccer game, they enjoyed it, they're leaving. And this is the game's let out, there's 50,000 people out there. I'm walking to the parking garage. And they just commented something like, hey, we really enjoyed the game. I'm like, hey, good on you, fellas, man. Good for you. You guys should get jerseys. Well, we don't have the jerseys. And because of the nature mm-hmm. of what we're doing here, we have to wear our dress. Is it blues, I guess?
Dress blues.
I'm like, man, that sucks. And that's
they got to say, like.
They have to be.
Dress blues always on point.
So, and they were, man, and they weren't drunk, nothing like that. But the guys were like, "Hey, man, how much for your soccer shirt?" I'm like the one I'm wearing. They're like, "Look, man, we don't have the money because they're expensive, right? And we don't have the time." So, in the middle of downtown Seattle, now I'm a shirtless guy, but to a military dude, I'm like, "Here's my shirt," and he was very thankful. They were very gracious about it. But when they walked off, I'm just standing there, my wife, like, I look like a tool, man. I am just standing in the middle of downtown. So I tell the story, I don't know, like 2 days later on the show.
At least she was with you. She was. If you had been solo, it would have looked insane.
I don't think she was happy that she was there in that moment.
You're a shirtless
guy
now.
But for me, sure, that was good. But what's very cool about this, so I tell the story a couple days later on the air, and then a Marine no longer serving actually sent me one of his medals in the mail.
Just wow.
Saying, thank you for doing that for them. I was like, man, oh, man.
That's very cool.
If I had given him my underwear, I'm sure that same guy would have sent me his underwear.
How was underwear involved in the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hang on here, fella. You want some Sounders underwear to wear?
Here you go. Hello, Warren. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I got a story for you.
Perfect.
This is a great time to call, then.
Oh, excellent. I currently live in Washington, but there was a time when I lived in Vegas. We had a convention, a union convention going on. Met this girl who was from another city, also in the union. We hit it off almost from the get-go. So we were palling around and whatnot for the day. And we went to this one place because she said, I got to go pick up some underwear. And I said, oh, okay, whatever. We go into this place, and she sees a couple that that are her size. So she's about ready to go into the dressing room, and the lady goes, oh, no, 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 no. You can't go in here with the underwear, because once you put it on, you got to pay for it.
Yeah, that's fair,
right? Yeah. Kind of like a condom.
You know, I understand. So I said, hey, I'll just pay for them, okay? No problem. So we go up to the check stand, pay for it, and she goes, well, I still want to try them on. I said, okay, that's cool. So we go to the dressing room. The lady goes, did you pay for them? And I showed the receipt, blah, blah, blah. You know, they let us in, both of us in. And
you had sex, so didn't you?
She drops her underwear that she was wearing, really nice white ones, and
really
and
nice.
She's going to cry on the song, and I'm going, oh, okay. So I'm looking, and she's looking at me, looking, and we already had this connection going on, so we kind of took care of business before she put on that new pair of underwear.
Yeah, listen, brother, you roll into a dressing room with the woman who's going to try on underwear and wants you in there with her, I would just assume we're going in there to have
this
sex.
Never happens to me at Nordstrom.
Right. Hey, I'm going to try on this underwear.
No, I'm just standing in there going like, I like the other jeans better. Yeah, right. I don't know. They just fit your butt better.
Hey, bro, remember, Nordstrom did the smartest thing that any retail place can do. They have a bar and a restaurant that has TV. So when you have to try everything on, because God forbid women's sizes are the same from one store to the other, take as long as you need, because I'm going to go to the bar and I'm going to drink until you're done. Now I have no problem, because if it were up to me, chances are we would have gone to the bar long before we would have gone shopping. So if we can do two at one,
more so than that.
If you're at Nordstrom Rack, keep your noisy girlfriend out of the men's dressing room.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
Try this one on.
You know what else you should do? You should have a runway that comes out, all right, of the dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the bar is. So if you want anybody's opinion, when you walk out, just walk down there, turn around, walk back, and people go,
yeah, all right.
Great jeans.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to worry about your boyfriend's opinion. Mm-hmm. It could be a group thing.
Because you know he's lying to you.
You get a better opinion. You know
what I mean?
That's it.
Can't get enough of the men's room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Okay, let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person...
person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, it's always hard. Oh, my goodness. We were up late last night. That is a fact.
This time we weren't eating Tide Pods to get high. We're doing it to stay healthy.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what they tell us to do anyway. Either way, we come in here today. Would you believe it or not, guess who else was up late last night? Our head writer, Sir Jolly Joe.
Ah, I wish he'd let us know.
Yeah, we had no idea. We came in here, though, and as we always say, listener comes first, and he is the head writer, so he's a listener as
well. All right.
So we're going to go with the listener submitted Ted versus the FCC this week. And let's see here. We have something that goes like this. I confess I clearly can't quit swallowing hot, yummy, curdled cat gum continuously. I love guzzled, curdled cat gum. Clearly, the way we play Ted versus the FCC is you read that one time through, then three times fast.
I confess I clearly can't quit swallowing hot, yummy, curdled cat gum continuously. I love guzzling, curdled cat gum, clearly.
Three times fast.
I confess, I clearly can't swallowing hot, yummy, curdled cat gum continuously. I love guzzling curdled cat gum, clearly.
One?
I confess, I clearly can't quit swallowing hot, yummy, curdled cat gum continuously. I love guzzling curdled cat gum, clearly.
Two!
I confess, I clearly can't quit swallowing yummy, curdled cat gum continuously. I love guzzling curdled cat gum, clearly.
Oh! Big win in Ted versus the FCC. Yeah,
connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big dummy.
Hello, Cody. Cody.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Cody, on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Not Sober.
All right, Cody, welcome to the show. What are you doing over there? Drinking beer?
Yeah, space time.
Oh, nice.
Oh, atta boy. That's getting it done.
How many have you had?
Four.
Four?
Oh, you're drunk already, yeah.
Oh, Cody, you're in the bag. All right, men's room poll, Cody. Where do you hide it? Underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, your garage, or the trunk?
It's the Crown Royal bag in the garage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. All right.
Okay.
Double duty. All right, let's see here. Here is your question. The country of Suriname is part of what continent?
Europe.
What was that?
Europe.
Asia?
Nope.
Africa?
Nope.
Australia?
Nope.
Antarctica?
Nope.
North America?
Nope.
South America?
South America.
We got it! I give you a high five, Ted, but we can't.
Nice work, Miles.
We'll give you seven guesses. Which continent?
Together, we can figure out anything.
There's only a few continents.
And what's really impressive about that is that you guessed Antarctica before you even got to North or South America.
I know, but I
thought
it was
going to
be some
weird
thing. But when you said Nam, I immediately went
Suriname.
Asia.
Yeah. Look, I guessed Africa this morning, and I'll be like, I will be damned. So then I looked at the map because I refuse to believe it's true. Well, Suriname is, in fact, in South America, kind of the northeastern corner-ish.
Oh. So by right Venezuela?
Next. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, now you have geographic knowledge.
Oh, I know the bigger countries.
I know that. I believe it borders Suriname.
Yeah, it's probably right near Aruba, where happiness lives.
All right, your question.
That's why we call him Sam, South American Miles.
South American Miles, Sammy boy, yeah. All right, what was the name of the Clampett's dog on the Beverly Hillbillies? And as a hint, it's the same name as the dog from the Bush's Beans commercials.
Oh.
Butch. Butch.
Maybe I got it wrong. The Beverly Hillbillies was Duke.
It is Duke.
It is Duke, the Duke. Beans, right?
Now roll that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah. The fact that that guy made that a saying, that's incredible.
Man, I saw a Bush's Baked Beans commercial the other day, and I almost cried.
Why?
What, dude?
Because it was like people enjoying baked beans with their old grandmas and stuff over video chats, and I was like, what are you doing to me, Bush's Baked Beans?
Wait, was it making you sad?
They're just eating beans and looking at each other.
Yeah, it was just an emotional moment.
That doesn't sound sad at all. It sounds pathetic. Were you sad because you feel bad for him? Like, look at these poor sucks eating beans, talking to each other on television.
Oh no, it's the opposite. I was like, Damn right, Baked Beans. We're going to make it through this.
Baked Beans gotcha. They gotcha with the beans. Get out of here.
Made it through the whole day. And
doesn't
damn
shed a tear for Sarah McLachlan talking about puppies.
I put a whole can of bushes in my chili last night.
But eat beans and look at me mom through a computer screen.
I should get into this bean chat.
Oh, maybe I should eat some beans with my mom.
That's a tearjerker. That was my first thought.
All right, four, I think, Cody.
All right, good question. In the restaurant industry, what number is commonly assigned to an item that they've run out of?
Ooh. You know this term.
Can you repeat that?
In the restaurant industry, what number is commonly assigned to an item that they've run out of?
Is it the same number that would get Cody kicked out of a bar if he had two more beers?
Yeah, I was going to say, I have been assigned this number myself from different establishments.
A lot of tight ends 86? Have.
There you go.
86.
I wonder what the origin of that is.
I looked that up because I knew you guys would ask.
I'm dead serious. Anything else.
I'm being dead serious, too. I'm like, I knew the answer to this, obviously. And then I'm like, they're going to ask where it come from. I have no idea. So let me Google that for me. In this case, no one's 100% sure, but they believe it comes from. There was a speakeasy in New York City back in the day. It did not have any signage on front, but if you knew where to go, you knew to get there, and it was located at 86 Bedford Street, all right? Anytime the cops would get hip to this joint, anyone that let themselves out of there, they were 86ing themselves. That became the lingo, right?
Okay.
So, yeah.
The one I just read was keeping up with the Joneses. So it's like when everybody has the same type of house in their neighborhood kind of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But this goes back to like the 1600s or something.
Is it the other family, the Smiths?
And there was this one family who was absolutely loaded. They decided to make their house much, much bigger.
Okay.
And they did, you know, like a whole mansion. So then everybody around them who also had money decided to make their house bigger.
Oh, to keep up with the Joneses.
To keep up with the Joneses.
All right.
That's how it happened.
Things could have been so much different if they had like the last name like Gabronski. Keeping up with the Gabronskis.
I got brats. Game is a big dummy, 844-999 Ola and Kabasi.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Aaron with an E. Are you sober or not sober?
Currently sober.
All right, Aaron. Welcome to the show. Okay, Aaron, where do you keep it hidden? Your underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, the garage, or your trunk?
Underwear drawer.
Underwear drawer. You got some goodies in there?
I do.
Anything you'd like to share with us?
We're talking just about your it's underwear and sex toys. Got to be.
Yeah,
right?
But what are you hiding in there?
It is. It definitely is.
Mm-hmm. Are there more than one sex toy?
Is there more than sex toys?
No, more than one sex toy.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anybody from the fine state of Kentucky in there in a little bottle?
No.
Okay, so, all right, no KY.
Took me a second. I'm like, state abbreviation.
You know what I'm saying?
Get some of that Kentucky jelly.
Hey, man, get some of that stuff slathered all over your buns.
Hey, girl, slather up the thighs with the Kentucky jelly. I'll be upstairs with this phone call.
Colonel's coming.
Colonel's on his way. All right.
I mean, there's the kind of sexual terms. Dry rub.
Yeah.
Oh. Wet rub. Mopping.
You want a dry rub, you can get some Kentucky jelly.
Covington style.
All right, here is your question.
In a bucket.
What poker hand are you holding if you have, quote, two fish hooks?
Think about it.
Two jacks?
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice in the work. Box. Get back in that underwear drawer.
Yeah, first place. Yeah.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Johnny, welcome to the program. The random question. All right, Johnny, do you live alone? Do you live with a family? You got kids in the house? What do you got there?
30 years married.
30 years married.
And, yes, sir.
Okay, Johnny. I think you can think about this.
No, wait. Are there any kids in the house as well?
Yeah, adult child.
All right. Okay. What is it that I could visibly read somewhere in your home? Now, I don't know. You're probably not up to date on the latest interior design or whatever. A lot of people are putting letters up in their home that spell things like "home." Some people who don't want you at their home have signs like, beware of the dog, no trespassing. If you have a pool, there's going to be a
don't
saying,
pee in our pool.
We don't swim in your toilet.
Correct.
Probably above the toilet someplace. If you're a boat owner, it's going to say the best day of your life and the last day of your life is the day you're a boat owner, blah, 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 blah. What could I, you know, a home is a happy place in the kitchen. What could I read in your home? Like, what could
I? Well, where would you want me to start? Because at the front door, we have a big welcome sign. We have
Is it a welcome sign or a welcome mat?
No, well, that too.
Well, okay. A welcome mat is by default. Like, people have a welcome mat, and it doesn't mean S because it also says no soliciting, but they print that. When you take the time to put a sign on your home that says welcome, I say, these people actually mean it.
They're nice. Okay. Right. All right. So what else could I read?
Okay, there's a welcome mat at the front door. Okay. There's a, she has bought a metal truck thing, which you can actually change decorations on for the season's Easter, Christmas.
I know that was your idea, wasn't it?
Not at all. And also, above the door, when you go in the room, there is a welcome family and friends. So, I mean, like I said, where do you want me to start?
That's what I mean. Like,
wait, what else? What
welcome
else you got, man?
What about in the kitchen?
As what's we
the,
tour your
what's
home.
The same, what's the thing in the kitchen that says something I could read? Like, a house is a home, is a low, you know, blah, 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 blah.
We have to shut the Alexa down for a second because she's in the house. I'm outside cleaning the flower bed.
Oh, well, nice.
All right.
You want to shut that off for me?
You know, it's so easy to listen to the men's room on Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Just say, okay, there Alexa, is play the men's room, and there's a toilet that flushes.
All right, so we have one sign that says, there is always, always, always something to be thankful for. Next sign says, hooray, with an arrow to the lighting. Thou shall not whine, whine. I cook, therefore you clean. Bless our home. I mean, like I said, where do you want me to start?
In the bedroom. What's in the bedroom?
None of your business.
Okay. There's no sign in the business, like slippery when wet or anything like that?
No safe words?
Maybe I shouldn't have called.
Right. Yeah, well, a lot of people have sayings.
Well, wait, let me ask you this, though. Is your wife, because obviously this is her idea, is she that friendly, warm, open arms type of person?
Oh, she is the friendliest, loveliest person. Oh, she brought a sign out.
What's this sign say?
Life's most beautiful things are not seen with your eyes, but felt with your heart.
Oh, nice. That sounds like an
she lost me with heart. Yeah. If it said hands, I was going to be all in.
She's got great signs up all over the house. Is there anything above the toilet at all? Like, you know what I mean, about aim or anything like that?
Yeah, don't hit the rim.
Okay.
Don't hit the rim.
Yeah. In a game of Swish.
Much
don't
like
hit
Michael
the rim.
Jordan, yeah.
I have one of those awful signs in my kitchen.
I call Swish.
What's that?
No, it's got like four words on it. It's not live like. Either way, it was given to me as a gift.
Of course it
what
was.
What is it like? Live, life, love, lust?
Something. You
lust.
Know.
You don't know lust. What it says?
No, because I hate it. I hate those signs.
Why did you put it up?
I didn't. It sits behind the liquor. So if my mom comes to visit, I pull it out.
And you do, and you hang it up. How many things do you hang up and put out when the mom comes to visit? You only have one thing.
She really likes it. Right. She did not care for, like, I just go, why the F did you send me this?
Right.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was like, I'm a 40-year-old man, not a 40-year-old woman.
She cannot really win with gifts for you, can she? Between the Pez dispensers, the Marilyn Monroe, the sign for the kitchen.
Marilyn Monroe is classic.
Marilyn Monroe is out of control. The Pez stopped. I mean, she sent me some Smith Family popcorn, which is delicious.
But okay. The sign.
I know. I was just like, you know, I'm like, and you know, she goes, you don't have to hang it up. It's like, right, but I would just feel awful.
Robin, do you have any inspirational words in your home anywhere that you can think of that are hanging up or anything like that?
There's a tin sign by the record player that says hippies use the back door.
Hippies use the back door. Is that it? Okay. All right. Okay. I'm not sure where to take that.
That's it.
Okay, all right. Hippies use the back door.
I think that's it.
I have one sign that says tequila. That was a housewarming gift. It's very big. It's hanging over the bar. And a men's room beer sign.
Okay.
I recently have added a flag.
What is the flag of?
Well, I have an Arsenal one. I have a Cascadia one. I have a Union Jack that's a Seahawks one. And then I just ordered a Dematha Catholic one.
As long as you're not using it as a window cover, you're fine.
No, I'm just using them as a background.
Okay, all right.
That's why I needed two nails.
Oh! You're searching for nails the other day. Yeah. That's right. Ted's like, who's got nails?
I'm
like,
they're harder to find than you think.
Reason we ask, what words could you read somewhere in the home? We go to Palm Coast, Florida. A welcome mat at the front door of a Florida home basically alerted deputies to finding drugs and drug paraphernalia inside. The Daytona Beach News Journal reports the home in Palm Coast was part of an investigation into the sale of illegal drugs. And after seeing the doormat, authorities say the Flagler County Sheriff's Office got the warrant. Deputies found inside the home fentanyl and other drug paraphernalia during a search last week. This poison peddler has a doormat that said, come back with a warrant. So we did. Our detectives did a great job in following up on the tips received on the residents. We still have some follow-up work to do, but for now, the deadly drugs and syringes seized are off the street. That's exactly right. They had a welcome mat on the front of their home that read, come back with a warrant.
You know, the only people that would have a welcome mat that says come back with a warrant are people that will only let you in your home if you have a warrant.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, you might as well just say illegal drugs inside.
How does the Amazon delivery guy feel about this? How does the Domino's guy feel about this when he walks up and realizes, like, look, I just got two large pepperonis here.
Right.
Now you're asking me to come back with a warrant?
You know, I got a warrant.
I don't know.
Got a warrant for your pizza.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Bob and with it, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast an unidentified 46-year-old man from Indian River County, Florida. The story begins when a deputy spotted a car that was reported stolen parked in a public lot. Well, the deputy gets out of his vehicle and searched the area for suspects, including the public restrooms. The lights weren't on, and no one responded when the officer announced himself. However, the deputy spied a gentleman sitting on the toilet with his pants down. Next to him, two shirts and some broken electronics. No, he was not masturbating. I'll just cut that off of the knees right there. Well, at this point, according to the police report, quote, due to the subject being in an area with a recently reported stolen vehicle, and he attempting to conceal himself in a dark bathroom without answering my initial announcement, I maintained a visual on the suspect's hands for officer safety purposes. The man got some toilet paper and used it to wipe himself, and then he looked at the paper in a fashion so that the deputy could also see. Basically, the guy telegraphing, hey man, I'm just taking
How far does he pull that out to take a look at it?
Well, this is where the problems began for him. The investigator noted, quote, no discoloration consistent with cleaning fecal matter from himself.
Are you telling maybe he had a clean wipe? It does happen. It does happen.
Investigators deduced the man was pretending to use the facilities as a ruse because, again, that toilet paper was so white after clearly wiping his derriere in front of the officer.
That was the evidence?
They wound up linking the man to the stolen vehicle. He was arrested on charges of Grand Theft Auto and giving a false name.
You think he fake wiped?
He did.
He wasn't pooping. Well, that's another thing you could say. The bathroom didn't smell like he blew it up. He'd been in there for a while.
What is this clean wipe you talk about?
You've never wiped and there's nothing?
Not on my
After
first.
Poop?
Yeah.
On the first wipe.
On the first?
Yeah. You got to get on the Metamucil train. I'm telling you right now, man. It's a game changer.
How dirty is your underwear?
Not at all. That's what I'm saying. I mean, man, this stuff's amazing.
Are you wiping your butt? Are you like wiping your hand?
No. Trust me. People out there know what I'm talking about. The Metamucil people. They know me.
I don't know.
It happens.
Like my air fryer club better.
Do you?
You got your Metamucil people.
Look,
I got my air fryer.
What goes in must come out.
That is true. So part of the fun is
you can
wipe.
Take care of the in, I'll take care of the out.
Okay. Put us together. We're like Voltron.
Exactly.
I was walking home.
Buy an air fryer, get a free tub of Metamucil.
I was walking home yesterday and there was a thing of Metamucil just open on the street. Somebody had spilled it.
Oh.
And I started laughing. I was like, oh, Miles, be pissed.
I would.
You're the only person I think of a Metamucil.
And it was orange.
Just think how smooth it could have been and easy. But not now.
But yeah, he had a clean wipe and they ended up linking them together. The officer noted there's nothing on that.
I can't believe
paper.
He kept an eye on him to where he could see when he looked.
But the guy because held it up for him to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, but if he was fake wiping, he would never look because he knows there's nothing there.
You would think that. Or maybe he hoped the
maybe
clean
it's
wipe.
Just habit.
I used Metamucil. Those were his last words before he got arrested. Right.
And how far did he hold it out or hold it up?
I don't know.
Right. I think he's probably thinking I should have kept some in there.
I mean, if the cops are knocking on the door, I'm probably going to have to use the bathroom.
Well, at least say something.
Yeah.
Either way, yeah, that's what got him. Hmm. It's clean butt. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.